Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, inviting you to subscribe to our other podcast called The Grave Talks. It's where I sit down and interview individuals who've had extreme paranormal situations happen to them in their lives. Just search The Grave Talks on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and give us some stars to help spread the word that this show exists. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, the haunted 1904 church. In a small, nearly forgotten town in rural Kansas sits the haunted 1904 church, a relic of a time and a town it's seen better days. Gothic architecture and a storied history of souls passing through its doors and times of celebration and sadness all come with this nearly abandoned structure. In recent years, paranormal investigator Robert Garcia and partners have taken over the haunted 1904 church with the hopes of restoring it and giving it new life as a meeting and investigation space into the world of the paranormal. Many of the souls who once spent their Sundays here seem to continue coming back many years after the services have ended.
Yeah, the Haunted 1904 Church is a old Methodist church. It's in La Harpe, Kansas, which is this little tiny town south of Kansas City, about an hour and a half away. It's about half an hour from our other location, the 1858 Garner House Hotel. So it's basically what was going on was we have the hotel and we wanted to look around and see if we could find another location that we could have much more room in. The Garner House, we love it, but it's only big enough for maybe 10 people to be inside it at one time. And so this church kind of appeared out of nowhere and some folks were selling it, and they kind of had a weird story to tell us when we went in to look at it. And they were not from Kansas, and they were only there briefly, maybe 3 months that they owned it. And they kind of had all kinds of weird experiences inside this church while they were living in it. And some of them had to do with shadow people and noises and voices and things like that. And that kind of got our interest. And so we began to explore it more and more, and so it kind of came to pass that we ended up being the ones who purchased it from them when they moved off to another state. And so we've kind of been slowly investigating it in our own time and seeing, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what's the cause of this. And their story was so strange that, you know, they had supposedly some sort of exorcism from a preacher, not a priest, but a Protestant type exorcism done on one of the members of the family. So that's kind of where it started. And that was a little over a year ago.
So these folks that you bought it from, they had converted this church into a home, correct?
Yeah, they were kind of going to do church services and live in it at the same time. So one section of the church was set off as a living space, and then the sanctuary portion of the church was, they were having some sort of lay services in there.
Okay. Now, let's expound upon its history a bit. 1904 church, I'm assuming that is the year it was built, is that correct?
Yes, there's a cornerstone on the church that definitely states that 1904 was the year of the building of this church.
Okay.
So that's where the name comes from.
So then active as a Methodist church from its inception, pretty close to when these folks took it over, or what was its history there?
I think it kind of quit being an actual functioning church in the 1980s, okay. from what I've gathered from the folks around the area. The town of La Harpe is pretty much have shrunk down to almost nothing. I mean, there's, you know, I can't tell you how many residents are there, but it's not a lot, maybe 25 homes at the most.
Sure. So when you have fewer people, you don't necessarily have a congregation anymore to support the church or keep it up and running. What did you find, before we get into what you have discovered and what you've experienced when taking possession of this building, what were some of the stories that you had heard from the locals in greater detail, including what you talked about with the owners of having an exorcism of some sort? Let's expound upon that a little bit and its history and what you came to find about the church when it was in its heyday.
So exploring its history, it's been kind of difficult. There's really nothing documented out there about this place being a haunted church, mm-hmm. or anything of that nature. You know, it basically, you know, we had the locals say, yeah, we went to church there back in the 70s, or my aunt got married there back in the 60s, and things along those lines. So that's where the strangeness of this haunting is, because we can't find any documentation that says this event happened, this is why, you know, we have spirit activity in this church. Now, could it be just that it's, you know, 100 years plus old, that, you know, there's just stuff that exists from that time? We're not sure yet. But as far as documented history, we're still doing our research and still trying to find, like, you know, why do we have a haunting? And as far as the folks that live there, you know, they were living there day and night. So they were living there with their children, and so they were all experiencing different things in different parts of the church. Now, when they had it, the sanctuary was separated by these giant wooden doors, so the sanctuary part and the living part were very separated. So, but one, it seemed like a lot of their activity that they experienced was in the sanctuary portion of the building.
What were some of the things in detail that happened to them while they were living there and experiencing in the sanctuary?
Well, they said that they had been hearing a lot of voices and seeing a lot of shadows and shadow people moving around inside the sanctuary portion of the church. I think that some of that did, you know, come over into the living area as well. And they kind of mentioned, they were pretty religious, so that was why they pursued a kind of an exorcism type solution to the issue of the activity they're experiencing. So I know there was laying on of oils of the man. I think the man felt more kind of is not possessed, but oppressed by whatever was going on there, and he was the one who kind of, I felt, was more, I don't like this and I want it to go away, where I felt she was more open to spiritual activity and those sort of things. So I know that a lot of it had to do with that sort of attitude, and they were just really kind of freaked out in a lot of ways by just the activity that was going on around them.
They took the angle, obviously it makes sense, they're very religious. Was the assumption that this was something dark and demonic immediately because of the religious notions that they were holding, or were, what was their thought process?
I think so. I mean, I think they thought, like, you know, this can't be good, no matter what the activity stems from.
Sure.
So that was why I believe they sought the I don't know if you want to say exorcism, but excommunication type angle of whatever was happening in that sanctuary. And then, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. So it's I've experienced some things there as well, and things that are different than other places. So
did they find any success with their, with whatever you want to call it, exorcism, you know, whatever it may be?
I don't think so. Eventually they ran into some troubles and ended up, that's why they were selling the church and leaving the area. So they kind of left in a hurry.
Okay.
And moved on to another state. And so I don't think, you know, they were there maybe 3 or 4 months. So I think they kind of were abruptly gone.
So it was really a lot of their experiences happening in a very short period of time of them being in possession of this building.
Right, that's correct. Okay. It seemed to like kind of accelerate for them. Now, did that have to do with them personally? You know, was there something about them that brought this out, or was it just kind of lying? You know, the building really wasn't occupied since the 1980s, so except for, you know, some maintenance type people coming and going. Yeah. So, you know, whereas was it just something kind of waiting for human activity again to be there on a full-time basis? You know, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say.
With it not being occupied since the 1980s and them only having roughly 3 to 4 months of inhabiting the property, what kind of state was it in while they were living there? And imagine there'd need to be a lot of renovation work done to make it inhabitable.
Yeah, the building itself, you know, it's in pretty good shape actually for not being really occupied. Now it needs a roof. The roof is even after this winter is worse. But you know, the sanctuary itself is pretty much like a time capsule. They just pretty much shut the doors and left everything standing there. So like, you're standing in the sanctuary, and it's the flag and the podium and the organs, and everything's just sitting there. The hymnals, they're all still in the back of the pews, and it's kind of got, you know, that kind of feel. Now there's different parts that for them they had to renovate, like that bathroom had to be redone. They had to figure out a heat situation. You know, the kitchen floor is, you know, it's just got some age to it. There's parts that if you really wanted it to be a pristine home, you'd have to come in and totally renovate some of those sections. But as far as, you know, being a building that's just kind of been sitting around for that since the 80s, it's really not too bad a shape.
Sure. I'm looking at pictures of it right now, and it looks like many of the churches, the big brick churches that lined, you know, the streets of every town USA for many years. And, you know, many of them are still standing. Many of them are no longer churches either. You know, but they're still there with the stained glass windows. And is it a bell tower that is on the cornerstone there?
It does have a bell tower. Now, one time that had a, I don't know if the bell is still up there. I know that it used to have kind of a pointed top on top of that bell tower.
Okay.
A roof, and there was a tornado or storm that destroyed that, so that's why now it's just a flat square roof.
So it'd have been like
that bell tower
would have been like the steeple of the building that
exactly
that is no longer there. It's a, you know, it looks like it's a beautiful American type, you know, church that you would have seen everywhere. I can totally picture many in my own hometown in Wisconsin that looked like this, and you know, these are coming few and far between as to where they, how many there used to be around. Many of them torn down, burned down, whatever. But this was church for many people. So I could imagine a lot of emotion in that building, whether it had been for a wedding, whether it had been for a holiday service, whether it had been for a funeral. I imagine the folks, you know, who lived in that town, you know, spent quite a bit of time there while it was an active church and while they were in the town.
Yeah, I mean, the town is kind of close to a much bigger town called Iola. Mm-hmm. So I think probably the congregations drifted over to those areas where, even if you live there, you'd probably go over there to where there's a much bigger congregation and much more active church community than, you know, what would have happened here in this small town that slowly kind of diminished over time.
Sure.
So, you know, it's just kind of, you know, with the lack of people around in the church, you know, what, I don't know if it's just something was slumbering or just kind of waiting for human activity, but yeah, that those folks seem to have that kind of experience there.
I hope you enjoyed your 15-minute preview of our new podcast, The Grave Talks. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts to not miss any episode of the show. New episodes every single Monday. Just search for The Grave Talks and then press subscribe. Give us a review while you're at it and some stars that will help us grow in the rankings and let other folks know that the show exists to make an even better show for you. The Grave Talks. Check it out at thegravetalks.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.